hold of David Hooney, the producer of the Christmas Brilliance Garden of Light. David, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning. Now, for those who might wonder, what in the world am I talking about? I've received loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of calls saying that the Christmas Brilliance Garden of Lights in Stellenbosch, held recently, was an absolute utter failure because people were standing in long queues, people had no places to change the kids' nappies, people were just, as was advertised, is not what they experienced. David, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, David, I received a call from one of my listeners who said this is not the first time that an event that you put together, it's not the first time that it's received complaints. As a matter of fact, the same event was held, I believe, in Pretoria, and people complained about it. But I like to give people right of reply. What do you say to people who says that, you know, this event was disastrous?
Okay, what's your question exactly?
Listen, people were having long lines. They couldn't change their... There were not proper facilities. What was advertised is not what they saw there. I mean, there's a list of issues. As a matter of fact, David, hang in there. I just want you to listen to what Yako in Somerset West wants to say about it. Yako, good morning. Good to have you on. David wants to know what my question is. Maybe you can help me.
Hi, good morning, Kino. Thanks for taking my call. Kino, the event was an absolute disappointment. We booked tickets for 10 people to attend the event on Friday evening, of which two people just turned around in front of the gate and just didn't want to even go inside.
Why?
The queues, to start with. I mean, the queues were standing for literally hours. Some people weren't even getting into the gates. I personally saw people climbing over fences, sneaking in behind the toilets. I told security guards about it. The security guards didn't give a crap, basically. You know, the queues at the food stalls were standing. You were standing in a queue for half an hour to get a bottle of water. You know, it was just really, really badly organized. And, you know, the thing that bothered me is they said that limited tickets are available. I did not see any limitation on people coming inside there. And there was not enough space for people. People were bumping and trampling each other almost, you know, just to get to see the lights.
Yako, don't put the phone down yet. David, no, your response to that. Now, that is not the first time I received this complaint.
Okay, what we do is, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you even give a damn, their advice was, okay, we will open the gates so that a vehicle can come and collect her and take her to hospital. She spent two nights in hospital. It was a poisonous scorpion. If that, we had children there from 2 years old to 7 years old. If that was a two-year-old kid got stung by that scorpion with the paramedics on scene, I really doubt that they would have been able to assist or help that kid. I mean, we called the security. Okay. We asked them, please make an announcement. Make people aware that there are hojas in the thing and put on some shoes. They didn't even give a crap. So that's for me a bigger problem, is that the safety of the people at the event was hugely compromised because the organizers did not have any foresight.
Okay, that's Yako in Somerset West. Let's go to Michael in Johannesburg. Michael, good morning. Thanks for calling. David Hooney can hear you.
Good morning, Kino. Good morning, David. I'm up in Joburg. I was listening to 702 round about April, May. Festival of Lights was advertised again on social media, and the disaster is exactly as Yaku described it. There was excuses second to none. And as to saying that the people must be compensated for not being able to attend, exactly the same thing happened. No, we can't refund people the money. No,
okay.
It's not possible.
Michael, thank you for that. Tanya in Durbanville, good morning.
Hi, Kino.
Hi.
I'm hearing all about the queues, and yes, the queues were abysmal, but that to me is the least of it.
Okay.
The actual light show itself was absolutely appalling. It looked like they'd taken a string of lights, attached to a dog's collar, and got the dog to chase a cat through a garden. There were lights lying on the floor. There was nothing really in the trees. There were about four or five characters that had some lights strung around them. Mm. I could have done it myself. I've seen better lights in Buddhist homes. It was absolutely abysmal. The craft market, or whatever they call the market, there was a chip and dip stand, a pizza stand, and a jive stand to feed all these thousands of people. And then they had stalls, probably about seven identical stalls, all selling the same toys. There was no thought put into this. And the walk itself, if it wasn't for the fact that David himself was standing in the middle of the walk, had I known it was him, or in fact, had any of us known it was him, he might not have been terribly safe in that walk, but he was standing himself taking photographs of people at one of the only pretty light exhibitions within the stand. That was stalling people. Been there, the walk would have taken probably 3 minutes in total. It was less than 300 meters.
How much did you pay for this?
85 Rand.
Okay.
Per person, and I bought 7 tickets.
I'm going to connect you guys to the Consumer Ombud in the Western Cape to look at this as well. Let's go to Oliver and Paro.
Yeah, hi, Kino. It was also the Facebook thing. When we all went to complain, there were hundreds and hundreds of people complaining. They removed the comment section from Facebook. And the other thing was, you're talking about the queues. There was one way in and one way out, and it was only about a person wide, the pathway. Now, we had a one-year-old in a pram and a four-year-old, and now there's people coming in the opposite direction with prams as well. You've got to lift and sort of climb into the bushes to get out the way. I mean, it's a joke. It's a disaster.
David, you listened to all of this, and you're telling me you're happy with the event you're at.
Okay. First of all, somebody who spoke about the queues. When you look at this type of event worldwide, where Christmas lights are held, there are problems with queues because everyone wants to see the lights.
Sure. Okay. Let's move on from the queues now, because, I mean, that's probably an easier one to talk about. How many stalls did you have? How many stalls did you have for all the people who came in?
Okay. For this particular event, we're regulated to not exceed 15 stalls. So we had 15 food stalls, different types of food.
Okay, and the toys, were they the same, about five or six or seven, selling the same toys?
Yeah, because all these are vendors who are coming to sell. So we don't tell them what to sell, but if it's food, we make sure maybe we have one for chips, one for coffee, one for burgers.
David, you run an event. How can you tell me that you don't tell them? I know, and I've dealt with people who do events, right? And they make sure that everything from the food all the way through to the toys is varied. I'm sorry, but with due respect, it's nonsense for you to tell me you can't tell people what to sell. How do you go about choosing your stalls?
Okay, what happens is people are coming to sell to make money. If they bring toys, they know it's a kids' event. They were selling a lot of toys like lady lights and things like that.
Oh, David, I'm going to wrap up with you. I have to go to news. I'll wrap up next. And if you want to call in, you can. It is 23 minutes to 11, and we spoke to Mr. Hooney earlier. He's put the phone down about this Festival of Lights in Stellenbosch. But Annemarie Stormbase was the event safety officer for the event and has contacted us. Annemarie, good morning.
Good morning, Kimo. I'm also from Pretoria, down here for 7 years. So, yeah, I know your voice very well.
Well, it's good to have you on. So tell us, from a safety point of view, you phoned in to tell me you did everything you had to, right?
No. I just want to make a correction there. I was appointed by David Rini as the event safety officer.
Yeah.
And I handled the application on his behalf with the Stellenbosch Municipality on the 16th of October. And then I had to do the presentation on his behalf. I could not do it because I did not have a site layout plan. He was not an electrician appointed. So I asked the municipality if I can please reschedule the presentation, and they said it's not a problem.
Wow.
But at that stage, the application was for 300 people per day.
What?
Yes. And then we had the presentation the following week with a new safety officer that was appointed. And he handed his resignation in because he says that my appointment is still valid. And
Three hundred people per day.
Yes. Then he had a chance to appeal, which is every event organizer can do that. So he put his appeal in, and then he changed all the documents to 1,900 per day. That changed the whole scenario. Your medics change, your security change, your food vendors change. Everything changes.
So did he change all the other things that should have changed?
I believe so, yes. I was not involved because I also told him that he cannot use my documentation because I've got copyright on my IP, and which he did ignore. He did send it out to somebody. Then they appointed another safety officer. Then he was not qualified. And then they appointed another safety officer. So I really feel very extremely bad for these people that attended this event, because it puts a question mark on us as event safety officers, and it puts a huge question mark on event organizers. And this is not the type of event organizers that we normally work with in the Western Cape.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever worked with the commerce people, and they get some, they get much more through their doors, and those queues aren't long. I mean, he was telling me that, you know, he stands in queues for hours. So your impression as an event safety officer, would it be fair for me to say that as far as you were concerned, it looked as if he didn't know what the heck he was doing?
That's correct, and I would have closed the event down because the law allows me as an event safety officer to close an event down.
Excuse the terminology, and excuse me for saying so. Anybody who runs an event like that in Cape Town and then asks for 300 people per day doesn't know how to run a piss-up in a brewery. And we're not going to leave it there. Anna-Marie Sorenbeis, thank you very much for your call.